Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are still asking the question here at Soul Purpose Healing, what is going on? And war is not the answer. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in once again to Soul Purpose Healing. We're on a journey going back to the oneness and love of our Creator. These are some interesting times that we are in with the rumors of war and war talk all around us, and Marvin Gaye is still singing the song, What's Going On? So my name is Viata. I'm your host for today, along with my co-host Kara, and we together hope to inspire you and encourage you to wake up to the times that we are in. And there is a self-help revolution going on, and we want you to be part of it. I wrote a book to help in that journey called My Body is Talking to Me, and I'm continuing to do the work of a master healer, master health coach. These are the times we need to have a revolution of self-help and awakening our consciousness. And I'd like to introduce Kara. How are you today?
I am excellent as usual, Beata. I am excellent as always. I am a spiritual being having a physical experience, and we're here by divine appointment.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to bring to you, because between Kara and I, we have so much nutritional knowledge, diet knowledge, lifestyle knowledge that can help and encourage you and heal your body. We want to bring you our nutritional health tip early
yes,
in the show.
Before we do, we are going to get the disclaimer out there because we are.
Yeah, we have to do
health.
That because we don't want to get in trouble.
This broadcast is not intended to replace professional medical advice. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. It is primarily for educational purposes only. If you have a serious medical condition, always, always seek the advice of a professional medical person. Now
thank
we can proceed.
You. We are protected now by the Most High and His divine energy and that beautiful disclaimer. We want to share with you some things that happened to us in the last week that were so relevant to what we do here on Soul Purpose Healing. You know, some people take better care of their cars than they do their own human vessel, this precious gift that once it dies, you're out of here. But the car can die, and we replace those cars. And I had a very interesting, at least I thought it was interesting, events occur around my Volvo, which I've had for several years. It's used. And I kept hearing this noise under the hood. And I was wondering, okay, should I take it to a mechanic? Should I ask my husband what's going on? And I kind of ignored it, this noise under the hood that showed up, until I got a light that said my water was low. So once I was alerted that my water was low in my car, which is always relating to my body, I believe, I went under the hood and I thought, maybe I better check my oil. And so I checked my oil and the stick was dry. And I'm just so thankful that the idiot light did not come on. Kyra, do you know what the idiot light is?
What's the idiot light?
The idiot light is the oil light. When that comes on, my husband has always reminded me that classifies you as an idiot. That means you have not been maintaining the car. When the oil light comes on, that means you have not been doing your job as preventing the oil light from coming on. When the oil light comes in, it's pretty serious when the oil, that means you're dry. So I poured in oil. I must have poured in about 4 quarts of oil, maybe more, and my car takes about 5. So I was so grateful that the water light came on. And that's what happens to our human body. We get all these signs that we're dehydrated, that we get a pain here or a pain there, and we ignore it, or we put more gasoline in the body, which means more food, more bread, more sugar, more all the food we think that's keeping us going. We put more food in instead of the oil of the spirit. The oil of the spirit. I related this oil, lack of oil, was not taking enough time in my day to breathe in the truth of the word, the spirit of love, the spirit of passion, compassion, and patience. So that was a powerful lesson, I think, for all of us, because I'm sharing with you. And what we need to just be reminded of is that this human body, this precious vessel, this universe city, these trillions of cells need water, oxygen, and maybe some essential oils now and then, because essential oils vibrate with the message of the plant that they're taken from, and applying those essential oils to the body helps to rev up the engine, My car was so grateful that noise stopped, I'll have you know, after a couple of minutes, and it's running smoothly now. So let's keep in mind as we journey.
Not to lose your train of thought, but because you mentioned that experience to me, what I did, I went and test my oil as well, and guess what?
What?
There was hardly any in there as well. What I did, I had to get some oil myself and pour it in there. And so that is how we are and how we should be. I said, wait a minute now. I said, when did I change my oil? I began to think, well, maybe I need to check mine as well. And I did. And I had to go and pour some in. So because I have a teachable spirit. Spirit that is willing to learn, not only from my experience, but from other people's experience. And so I was able to go ahead and check, and sure enough, I needed oil in mine. But I also wanted to tell you about my experience that I had last week. We were together, and when I had this pain in my foot, remember that one? And I said, I spoke to the pain. I said, you're not welcome. And then I tell you, as soon as I spoke to the pain left. And then you counseled me and said, Kara, you cannot tell the pain is not welcome. That pain is a messenger. You need to welcome the pain. Then you need to, say what it is, why you're here, what did I do, and then give it permission to leave. Remember that?
Yes.
So it's an awesome experience to have a relationship with one's body, in every area. It's like your whole being is coming alive when you know
and it's empowering.
You have authority over your body, and you're actually friends with your body, and you know that you can talk to it, and it responds to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and this is what we'd like to bring to our global family. And I hope some of our family is learning, if not all, that indeed we can talk to our body. Our body loves us and wants us to love it back.
Yes, we have to not only listen to our body, but watch the signs in our society, in our earth, in our global family. We look for the signs. And traditionally, we're taught to go to a doctor if we have anything wrong with our bodies. But I'm telling you, global family, we have a self-help revolution going. There is more help for you on the internet and in your neighborhoods if you just seek it, to help your body to heal without all the drugs and their side effects. And so this past week, last week we brought up PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a range of symptoms that men and women are experiencing after long periods of time at war. And this past week, not one day after we talked about PTSD, our President Obama awarded the highest military honor to a Sergeant Ty Carter on Monday, the one day after we spoke about PTSD. And what was this sergeant's major concern? He wants to help the American public better understand the invisible wounds that are still inflicting him and thousands of others. This man believes that he hopes he can use his award to help others who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, which has afflicted him since 2009. So we're talking 4 years after a major battle in eastern Afghanistan where 8 fellow soldiers lost their lives. And recently he's even been associated with men who are committing suicide. So Sergeant Ty Carter's relationship with his fellow Army soldiers is very strong, very strong. That's yes. The type of relationship that keeps them going, the relationship with their fellow Army soldiers. So when that gets broken with death, suicide, all the things that are happening, they continue to be in this cycle of trauma and post-traumatic stress. So we want to today, in the next few minutes, alert everyone listening to what we can do to help these men and women who are experiencing these unusual war issues and concerns. And they are unusual because if you go back to the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh within each and every one of us, the love the Creator has knit us together, these experiences are unusual for our Creator's purposes.
Absolutely.
So we want to give you a little bit more information about what is going on here, because President Obama is talking about, oh, we're so glad that they're looking for counseling and they're seeking help, but what is the help they're getting? They're accepting counseling because they're veterans from the Veterans Administration Hospital. And usually the answer that they get or the counseling they get is medication, legal pharmaceutical drugs like methadone and Xanax. Now, I didn't even know what methadone was. I had never even heard about methadone. But in this past week, the Spirit of the Most High has alerted me to what methadone is. I was sitting watching a show on OWN about Hollywood stars and their drug problems, and they were talking about this woman, Anna Nicole Smith, who was in the news for the longest period of time. We heard about Anna Nicole Smith, this model who had all these affairs and all these drug problems, and they listed the drugs that were in her system when she died. She committed suicide because of the death of her child, and it just tore her apart, and she had methadone in her system. So one of Carter's, the Sergeant Carter who received the Medal of Honor, one of his battle buddies, a private by the name of Ed Faulkner, overdosed on the same methadone and Xanax drugs. So what is happening with the help they're getting from the Veterans Administration? We talked about in our first show about the acid-alkaline relationship to your cells and how if you're eating a horrible diet, you're going to have an acid environment in your cells. And guess what? Your cells are not breathing. the key word here is breathing. So some of the side effects of these drugs that are being administered by the VA is you can't breathe. Your breath changes. So what does that mean? They're suppressing the emotions of the cells and the circulation in the body, and so creating an acid environment. So you've got these veterans coming back. They need help. They go to the VA. They get drugs like methadone and Xanax, creating a more acid environment in their body, and the cycle continues, the stress, the insomnia, and all the symptoms. Depression. Why are these men depressed? Because at a cellular level, at a very cellular, the deepest level of our vessel, our human body, at the cellular level, the cells are depressed.
Yes, the cells need to come alive, right? They need to be yes. loved.
Yes.
They need love. Mm-hmm.
So we as conscious people who have not been to war, not been to Afghanistan, we haven't been to Iraq, Iran. In fact, my father, who's 88 years old, was in World War II. And I talked to him about this topic, and he said, you know, the big difference between World War II and what we have now is that the length of time these men and women are spending in these battle zones. World War II for my dad was 2 years. And thank goodness he's a man of color, because the segregated unit was just loading ships. They weren't on the battlefield, praise Yah. They were just loading ships and doing the labor, the heavy labor, like the slaves that they were considered. So his life was spared, thank goodness, because all he was doing was loading ships. No guns, just loading ships. But today, totally different situation. We have men and women going back and forth, because they have close relationships with their fellow soldiers. So they are connected to and feeling responsible for. So you can imagine when those soldiers die, they feel a great, great loss, and that trauma affects them greatly with PTSD. So we want to get into some steps to help them manage the stress. We are really feeling for my brothers and sisters who are fighting, who take this courageous step to join the Army or the Navy and serve their country. And then they experience the hell of it all when death shows up and battles show up and their buddies come back home and they commit suicide. So we want to help them manage the stress that they've been through. And we've all been through some type of stress in our life usually. But when you come back to the United States and every civilian that you see is an enemy, we all better take note of this. This is what I heard after hours of listening to EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique Therapy, on a Vietnam veteran, is that these men and women see the civilian many times as the enemy. So that's why their families have trouble dealing with them, and the public, if they hear a helicopter, all of a sudden they're in trauma. And so we as the civilian need to be ready to show the love and compassion that they are so missing after all that time in that battle zone. So, Kara, what do you think the first step would be to managing, helping them manage the stress?
To be aware of the triggers that interfere with their peace.
Yes. Yes.
Be aware.
And that takes sitting down sometimes with a conscious individual to help them see that a helicopter going over, a firecracker, like you said last week, the fireworks.
Yeah.
Just being aware of the and having a barometer to know, for instance, if you have tinnitus, if your tinnitus goes up louder when you have these triggers, that's your point of reference. Or any of us, if we have pain in our body and it's triggering because of a memory we have of our childhood or whatever, that trigger is your sign to stop and breathe.
Okay.
Deep breathing. Stop. Breathe. stop, breathe. This was the one thing that this Vietnam veteran I observed thought was so helpful, as the emotional freedom technique masters were counseling and helping him and tapping with him. He would stop and say, you know, this breathing really helps. You know why? Because they are not breathing with methadone and Xanax. These legal drugs are suppressing the breath. They're suppressing the cells. They're suppressing their emotional reactions so they don't have these explosions of anger. So we as conscious individuals can remind our brothers and sister soldiers to breathe deeply. Deep breathing, and this is an ongoing. And then we can introduce them to tapping even. Tapping is, there are masters of EFT and there's a practitioner. I'm a practitioner and I have clients who I help with their diseases or stress with tapping. But everyone can be reminded that when you put your hands on, tap on your face, it opens up meridians, passageways, to peace and love. Laying your hands on your body even, tapping on your face, tapping on your collarbone, tapping under your arm, tapping on the top of your head, and expressing love and compassion to your body, to your cells.
Now, excuse me. Yeah, excuse me. When you tap, correct me if I'm wrong, when you first begin to tap, don't you acknowledge what you're feeling first? You have to be truthful to what you're feeling. Am I correct?
That is definitely part of the process.
And then
let's just say someone is not aware of exactly what they need to do and they don't know all the steps. The intention of the heart, the cells are intelligent.
Okay.
Every trillions of cells in our body are very intelligent to the thoughts of the individual. And so if you meet a person and you don't even know about EFT, you can always contact me if you want to know more or go online. But just the intention to lay your hands on your face, tap on your face, just love yourself. Breathing deeply, because the breath is so important. These women and men who are on these medications are not getting a full breath in their body to their cells, and so they're suffering from a lack of oxygen. These men and women who are overdosing on these drugs, they cut off the oxygen. They take more methadone and Xanax than there has been prescribed to them, and then it just cuts off the oxygen and everything in the body stops. So we would never, ever recommend anyone go cold turkey on any drug. That is definitely something we don't recommend here. We always suggest you go to your physician and talk to your physician about reducing the dose if you're interested in discontinuing these drugs. But never, ever, ever go cold turkey, because the side effects of going cold turkey can be even worse than what the individual went through before they started. So it's better to get a slow process going of reducing the amount you're taking, or talk to your physician about, go to your physician, have a conversation with the man who prescribed the drugs and tell them with power that you no longer want these drugs reducing the amount of oxygen in your body. But just the things that you can do. Exercise. It's one of the best things for depression. I have talked to so many clients, so many people, who when they started walking and exercising, they felt 100 times better. They just felt their blood starts circulating. When you're walking or biking or swimming, you start getting oxygen in your blood. So that exercise is even just as important as the breathing. Of course, you're going to be breathing deeply anyway when you're exercising. So it pays off to exercise and practice the deep breathing while you're walking, while you're biking. All those good things, your cells are going to come alive and start helping you cope with whatever it is you're trying to cope with.
Very good. Yeah.
And then one more important aspect of managing stress is sunshine, vitamin D3. It's important to get out in the sun and get that vitamin D3 working. Vitamin D3 may be the most important hormone, actually. It's actually a hormone. Your body produces the D3. It's a messenger when you're out in the sun. If for some reason an individual cannot take the sun, people are sensitive to the sun, then it is very strongly recommended you buy some vitamin D3. It's everywhere, Walgreens, CVS, Publix, your health food store. I don't think there's any food establishment that doesn't sell some form of vitamin D3. Just make sure the 3 is in there because the other ones are synthetic. And then meditate instead of medicating. If you have a choice whether to medicate or meditate, always choose being still and knowing the kingdom within you, which is so very powerful to help you overcome anything in this life. But we have to be still and breathe. So any closing thoughts, Kara? Do you have any closing thoughts? Time went by so fast.
Yes, just to remind our listeners to always stay in the moment. Always stay in the moment. And in the moment, there is rest and there is peace and there is a knowledge of oneself. And it is said, too, that the Most High is not in the past, neither in the future. He's right here, right now. This is where he's at, right where you are, and this is where he's present. He's available. Or all parent creator is available right now. So we should always stay in the moment.
Yeah. Yes. And we're so grateful to have this opportunity to share and talk with you over the internet global world waves because these are serious times. Our government is talking about going to war against Syria, and we want to encourage you to send a message to your congressman or senator to say, no, war is not the answer. Let them solve their own problems. What good is killing other people going to do? Nothing. And dare I say there's an agenda behind this. That's all I'm going to say. Is there's always an agenda when men and women are listening. We listen to if you listen to major media, fear, fear, fear. I don't know how many times, I don't watch TV, but I could hear it from the other room, how many times they were talking about the number of women and children who have died in Syria. They have an exact number, 498 children have died in Syria. Women and children are dying in Syria. When you hear that kind of language over and over again, it's time to ask the question, what's going on? Marvin Gaye, you're right. What is going on? Why are we hearing over and over again the number of children and women who are dying in Syria? Because there's an agenda behind this. Somebody wants to bring out the weapons again, make more money. We can go deep into this, but it's a rabbit hole. Some of you may be aware of this.
We're going to leave that alone, okay?
Yes, we are. But tell your congressmen and senators we do not want any more war. We ought to have a peace march by now. It's time for a peace march. Enough of this war. Enough of this. So if you have any opinions about that, you can send me an email. I'd be glad to respond to any emails at viata@hotmail.com. And we always look for you to call us if you have any questions. But I just hope you're listening. If we're not getting any calls, you're listening. And tell your friends. This show will be archived. Please have your friends listen in and wake up and be proactive about changing our earth and our environment. We love you, and we are connected to every human being on this planet. Some of us don't realize that. We don't think about that. But when I hear about people being killed in Syria, I'm feeling the pain over there, and I'm feeling a need to say and do something on this part of the planet to wake us up and say, no more, no more killing. We've had enough. So thank you so much for listening, and we're going to go back out with Marvin Gaye again. He's got the word of the day and the week and the season.
What's going on?
Blessings. And from Kara and I both, we wish you shalom.
Shalom.
Talk to me so you can see.